People will now require a permission to travel, an electronic travel authorisation. But what I'd just like to say is that Irish passport holders and legal residents of Ireland are exempted. Any of your listeners who are obviously living in Donegal and want to come across the border into the north, they will not require an ETA. Our concern is that obviously we are promoted as part of the Island of Ireland destination, and about 70% of our overseas visitors would come in and arrive in the Republic of Ireland and would include a trip to Northern Ireland as part of their tour visit to the island. Obviously, the Irish government are not implementing a similar scheme. So our concern is that those visitors will not be aware that they actually require an ETA to come into Northern Ireland. Each individual would have to go through the online process to apply for one, wait to be told that they have that permission to travel and pay the fee of £10. And it's for everybody. So if you have a young child to somebody, you know, an old age pensioner, everybody has to complete one of those. What we're calling for is an exemption for those visitors who are coming to the island of Ireland and want to include a trip to Northern Ireland, so that we're not placing a barrier, an obstacle, or putting them in a situation where they could inadvertently be in Northern Ireland without an ETA, and there are legal consequences to that. Now, that is, again, obviously one of our concerns, especially tour operators, who will obviously be well aware of the requirement. That's part of their job. But to go through that process for every individual on the tour, which could be 50 or 60 people, they are starting to ask questions about whether it's worth it. Even though they don't need to do it, they would, obviously, responsible businesses will want to make sure that everybody has one in place, that they understand it. So just the administration and the hassle in regard to that could make, you know, we've already seen some tours that are not including a day trip to Northern Ireland because of the administration and hassle that is going to be incurred.
And the reality is, anyone that travels to Donegal is going to cross the border and nip into Derry, nip into the Spirits River. Anyone who's in Dundalk or Drogheda is going to cross over to Newry, is going to cross over to Oran Point or whatever. The reality is there is thousands of people crossing the border every day, and it's being done by visitors as well as residents.
That's right, and this is the case that we're making with the Home Office. We're in a unique position within the UK. There's no other part of the UK has a land border, and there's no other border in the UK that has no immigration control in place. So the Home Office are not going to be putting any checks in on the border. So again, there's this thing of, well, how would somebody know that you don't have an ETA? The problem for us is that the legislation associated with it has been changed, and it now means that there are legal consequences if for some reason you are stopped. So, you know, these are the things we're working through. So if you had a car accident, if you had to go into hospital, you know, our ETA is going to be checked at that point. And as I say, the consequences are quite serious. Now, the Home Office are saying, look, we're not going to be doing checks. It's only going to be for those egregious situations, you know, where they would actually do something. But obviously, as businesses, we can't take that risk that anybody could end up in that situation. And that's the case that we're making with the Home Office to try and get an exemption in place.